Unit 11. Catering Culture. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
我国悠久的历史，广袤的国土，与世界各国和海外文化的广泛接触，孕育了中餐烹饪的独特艺术。几千年的推陈出新和不断累积，使中餐受到越来越多的海外人士的青睐，成了我国对外文化交流的友好使者。现代中国已享有烹饪王国之美誉，精致的烹调艺术盛行全球，中餐烹饪已名列世界顶尖菜系之林。中餐烹调所用的天然配料品种繁多，几无穷尽，烹调方法亦层出不穷，不可悉数。这些无以伦比的中餐烹饪特点，足以说明了中餐馆以及中餐烹调之所以名扬海外的缘由。评判中餐烹调的优劣，可根据中餐的三大要素，即色、香、味。色作为色香味三要素当中的首要标准，充分体现在宴会菜肴的装盘、摆放和图案上。最能显示色彩的是首先上桌的那道煞费苦心而精心制作的冷盘。香不仅是指鼻子对食物的直接感受，它还包括所选原料的新鲜程度以及佐料的合理调配。味则体现了恰到好处的调味艺术，当然它也包括食物的质地以及切菜的刀工。色、香、味这三大要素的高品质，只有通过选料、调料、适时烹调、把握火候、装盘上桌这些微妙步骤的细心协调才能取得。八人一桌的标准晚餐含四道冷盘、四道热炒，外加汤和米饭。外国宾客见之，常常惊叹不已，将其视为一次丰盛的晚宴。但在中国人眼里，以这种规格的晚餐招待宾客，只是一种起码的标准。准备十道分量适中的菜肴并不为过，即使献上十六道菜亦不足为奇。在中国，一桌标准宴席包括四至八个事先制好的冷盘，八道现做的热炒，两道观赏性的大菜，如全鱼、乳猪、全鸡等。此外还有汤、米饭和点心。晚宴结束前还有一道水果。来华访问的海外宾客应记住，赴宴不可贪吃，每道菜浅尝辄止。从这个角度上来讲，中国宴席犹如西方国家的冷餐招待会。中国宴席桌上的酒通常为啤酒、黄酒和烈性白酒三种，人们往往以干杯的方式互相敬酒。干杯的意思是一口喝干杯中的酒，干了杯中的酒可以表示心诚和欢乐。当然外国宾客与中国东道主敬酒时小嘬一口也未尝不可，但是中国的普通家餐却完全不同于宴席。一个成年人平时在家就餐时，通常只吃两小碗米饭或一大碗面条或几只馒头，外加几个荤素炒菜，而非以菜为主，以米饭或面食为辅。对大多数中国人来说，从一餐饭中所摄取的热量有 65% 来自谷粮。作为一种世代相袭的传统，中国人就餐时围桌而坐，人人手里都有一碗主食，炒菜放在桌子中央， 大家一起食用。这一古老的风俗习惯反映了食物在中华文明史上的重要地位。占据餐桌中心位置的是炒菜，而不是鲜花。晚餐的主要话题常常是食物，菜肴的各种色彩和材料搭配给人以美的享受。共食一碗菜的习俗有助于家庭成员之间的团结和友谊。当然，在一些卫生意识比较强的地方，人们在共食放在餐桌中央的菜肴时，必须使用公筷或公用汤勺，以防疾病传染。以上所介绍的情况，对外国客人来说，虽不应是一种离奇的天方夜谭，却也说明中国人在饮食方面所持的价值观与西方人有很大的不同。不过，中国人民与世界各民族人民都有一个相同的基本观念，即亲朋好友相聚，美酒佳肴相敬，实属人生之最大快乐也。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Many changes are taking place in Americans' food styles. The United States is traditionally famous for its very solid and unchanging diet of meat and potatoes. Now we have many different alternatives to choose from, various ethnic foods, nutrition-balanced health food, and convenient and delicious fast food, in addition to the traditional home-cooked meal. Ethnic restaurants are commonplace in the United States. Because the United States is a country of immigrants, there is an immense variety in catering cultures. Any large American city is filled with restaurants serving international cooking. Many cities even have ethnic sections, Chinatown, Little Italy, or Germantown. With this vast ethnic choice, we can enjoy food from all over the world. This is a pleasant thought for those who come here to travel or to work. They can usually find their native specialties. Besides sections of the cities, there are regions which are well known for certain food because of the people who settled there. For example, Southern California has many Mexican restaurants, and Louisiana has a strong Creole accent to its food. Creole is a mixture of French, African, and Caribbean island food. Health food gained popularity when people began to think more seriously about their physical well-being. The very term health food is ironic because it implies that there is also unhealthy food. Health food includes natural food with minimal processing, that is, there are no preservatives to help it last longer or other chemicals to make it taste or look better. Most health food enthusiasts are vegetarians. They eat no meat. They prefer to get their essential proteins from other sources, such as beans, cheese, and eggs. Fast food restaurants can be seen all over the country. Speed is a very important factor in the life of an American. People usually have a short lunch break, or they just do not want to waste their time eating. Because fast food restaurants are places which take care of hundreds of people in a short time, there is usually very little waiting. And the food is always cheap. Some examples are burger, pizza, and fried chicken places. Americans' attitude toward food is changing too. The traditional big breakfast is losing popularity. People are rediscovering the social importance of food. Dinner with family or friends is again becoming a very special way of enjoying and sharing. Like so many people in other cultures, many Americans are taking time to relax and enjoy the finer taste at dinner even if they still rush through lunch at a hamburger stand.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
如果某人说，我喜欢中国菜，这种说法似乎过于简单了。其实并不存在所谓的中国菜这一个简单的概念，确切的说法应该是喜欢某一种菜系，或者喜欢某一地区的中国菜。像中国这样幅员辽阔、历史悠久而又复杂的国家，千百年来必然会形成具有鲜明地方烹饪特色的区域性菜系或帮菜。这种不可避免的差异是由地理位置、气候条件、交通状况、人口迁移、海外文化影响等因素所决定的。虽然中国究竟有多少种地方菜系并无定论，但是有关人士认为，中国有鲁菜、川菜、粤菜和扬州菜等四大地方菜系。福建台湾菜通常被列为第五种地方菜系。必须指出，这种区域划分并无严格的地理界限。例如，北京菜虽属鲁菜，却也融入了一些川菜的特色，并受到蒙古菜的影响。又如，扬州菜系的范围覆盖了人口居住密集的整个长江三角洲地区，汇集了无锡、苏州、上海和杭州等菜式，而全国各地的地方风味小吃以及少数民族风味餐则数以千计，甚至难以计数。由于地方菜系之间存在着频频交付现象以及相互借鉴的情况，人们因而认为区分地方菜系最为简便的方法是按菜的知名度，而不是按菜的烹调风格或口味进行辨别。中国四大菜系大致可按以下这些特点区分。鲁菜通常较咸，汁色普遍较浅。鲁菜注重选料，精于刀工，善于炊技。作为我国北方菜系的代表，鲁菜烹饪技术广泛用于明清两代的宫廷菜。川菜选料范围大，调味及炊技变化多样。据统计，川菜的品种在5000以上。川菜最大的特点是口味重，以麻辣著称。最难归类的粤菜强调清炒浅煮，选料似乎不受限制。粤菜源于明清，在发展过程中不仅吸收借鉴了中国北方烹调和西餐烹调的精华，同时也保持了自己的传统特色。扬州菜以江苏省境内的扬州、南京、苏州等地的地方菜式为基础。扬州菜注重选料的原汁原味，在菜的装饰上讲究形式的艺术性和颜色的鲜艳性。扬州菜实际上糅合了南北菜系之精华。也有人以八个字来归纳这四大菜系的口味特点，即南淡北咸，东甜西辣。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
You'll find restaurants for every situation in the United States. If you're in a hurry, you may just want to grab some junk food at a grocery store, or you can get a bite to eat at one of the many fast food chains, like McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, or Taco Bell. Or you can get a Hero or Submarine sandwich to stay or to go from a sandwich shop or deli. Some of these places have tables, but many don't. People eat in their cars or take their food home, to their offices or to parks. If you prefer sitting down but still don't want to spend much, you can try a cafeteria. At all of these places, you pick and choose your own food and then pay at a cash register, but you usually have to clear the table when you finish. Coffee shops are usually less expensive and less dressy than fine restaurants. So are pizza places, pancake houses, sandwich shops, and family restaurants. But the name of a restaurant won't necessarily tell you much about the kind of place it is or the food it serves. Like most fast food restaurants and cafeterias, many restaurants don't serve alcoholic beverages. This is often because they want people to feel comfortable bringing their children. Minors can eat at restaurants that serve beer and wine, but they are not allowed to enter pubs, taverns, cocktail lounges, or bars. You may be asked to show some ID that proves your age before you go into a bar. In the United States, the law forbids people under the age of 21 from drinking alcoholic beverages.